Hello and welcome to day 10 of Podmas. If you follow me on Twitter, you will have seen that I migrated my site from WordPress to Squarespace.
No.
To Squarespace, and it did not go well. The silver lining to that cloud on Twitter, when I got very shouty about it all, was that Adam Buxton responded to my tweet and also helped me out a little bit. Not enough, sadly, because Squarespace are quite painful. Anyhow, so it's been kind of probably a week, hasn't it, of quite high drama. Yes, it's been almost, no, it hasn't been a week. It's probably been 4 days non-stop of not being able to do very much with my blog. My very amazing web developer friend, who is an expert in Squarespace, kind of took the reins and helped me out. If I'm honest, if she hadn't have done that, then I don't know what I would have done. But she's worked out what the issue is. So, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but actually, I think I am going to talk about it because the issue was something that could happen to anybody. It makes it sound like it's really serious, doesn't it? This could happen. Oh, my husband's here again.
Hello.
This issue could happen to you, and I want to protect you from having the same drama that I did.
It's an issue close to our heart.
It's really close to our heart.
Or is that the fundraiser?
Yes, so I migrated my site from WordPress to Squarespace because three main reasons for the ability, the kind of design ability in Squarespace. It's much better than WordPress, where you need a little bit more fiddling basically to get your site looking the way you want it to, which is fine. I know how to do that, but yeah, it's a bit painful to do that. Squarespace is much more progressive when it comes to design. That's kind of its thing. The number two thing was that I can stop having my website host and my podcast host being separate. I can have everything in one house, and you can't do that with WordPress. The other reason was the SEO benefits and the security that you get from Squarespace, which is a closed source platform. That just means that you can't get into the back end. I'm so juvenile.
No one likes it out the back end.
I'm going to have to mark this as explicit now.
This content is off the chart.
Stop it. Yeah, so you can't get into the back end. You can't fiddle about.
Oh,
that makes it more secure. So whereas with WordPress, you...
Oh, no.
Whereas with WordPress, you can, if you're familiar with it, you can have plugins and loads of different, which are made by third-party people. Like, I can make a plugin for WordPress. I mean, I couldn't because I don't know what I'm doing. But if I did, I could make a plugin and market it to WordPress users. You can't do that with Squarespace. It's kind of, the way I would kind of explain it best is it's the difference between an iPhone and an Android.
Yeah, or like a Mac and a...
Or a Mac and a PC. Yes, so that was a big reason for me because WordPress is super vulnerable to hacks, and although my site isn't, you know, I'm not getting 100,000 people a month, it doesn't really matter. I don't like the fact that you can, one plugin can fuck up your whole site. I see it's explicit now, so I may as well.
Yeah, may as well get hard.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop the C-bomb, but...
They deserve it.
Oh, yeah, no, they do deserve it. Anyhow, so those are my main reasons for switching to Squarespace, and I stand by them, and I still think Squarespace is a good platform to be on.
So what happened?
Yes, so... When I migrated my website from WordPress to Squarespace, I followed the tutorial, and the tutorial encourages you to start a free trial. So with Squarespace, you can have a 7-day trial, which you can basically keep extending. So for me, I extended it by like 5-6 weeks,
I think. Yeah, it was a long time.
Just while I was playing around with it, getting in the site, testing things out, seeing if I liked the look and feel of it, if I could do the things that I wanted to do with it, which is a really good feature. On Squarespace's behalf. I don't think that was the right thing to say. It's a really good feature that Squarespace offer. But after you finish your free trial, you've decided to go kind of live with them and migrate your site. Obviously, while you're in your free trial, you want to they encourage you to import your content from WordPress, which you can do while your WordPress site is still live. You just export, just it's basically an export and then an import to Squarespace, so you can see your actual content in action. So I did that. And then the next step in the tutorial, which you can check if you want, is they then take it, like you transfer your details over. And whereas with WordPress, you have to kind of manually go in and do stuff and contact your host and manually change your DNS records. It's all technical stuff and it doesn't really matter, but you would do that all manually with other sites. But with Squarespace, they do it all. So all you do is, I think you give them, you basically give them permission to transfer the domain over to them, and then they take the reins, which normally takes 24 hours max. So that was all done. That's great. Then all you need to do is stick in some URL redirects, because with WordPress, the URL is set up differently to Squarespace, because Squarespace is a little bit kooky. So you just have to change the structure of your URL. But then you can, even though they don't encourage this, or they don't tell you how to do this, you can do a blanket URL change. So I did that, and that was fine. All my URLs were pointing to the right place. But then I found a few little glitches. So I went into some of my top posts, which were ranking really highly. all three of them were on the first page of Google. Not that that really matters now, but just to set the scene. And then my internal links, so the links within my post to other posts within my site, which is quite important that you link to other places in your site to keep people on your site for longer and all the rest of it. So all the internal links weren't working. They were just weird, random links, and we didn't know why they weren't working. They were like strange static dot Squarespace. They were nonsense. They weren't links within my site. I don't know why I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but they weren't working. So then we re-imported the data again to see if that would help. But when we did that, that fixed it. But then my images disappeared. And the reason my images disappeared is because of the way the WordPress media gallery is set up, which is almost, it's almost set up like a cloud, I guess, that your images will have a WP link when your site is in WordPress. So they sort of disappeared because they were looking for the WordPress place, which doesn't exist anymore.
So you were left in a position of you either had a link or you had an image.
So either I had a website with thousands of broken links, or I had a website with no images. So, and I still, after 4 days of wrangling with Squarespace, because we know it's their fault, they've admitted it's their fault, it was their fuck up, they say that they can't do anything about it because of how their platform is set up with images. They don't have a robust system essentially for migrating from WordPress to Squarespace, because the two platforms are so different, and I think that they haven't thought it through properly at all. I don't really understand how anyone following that tutorial comes away unscathed. I'd be really interested to know if anyone had done it and it had all worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I think that's important, isn't it? Because you did what you were supposed to do. You did more than that, because you did actually back up. But you did what you were supposed to do according to Squarespace.
Yeah, I followed the tutorial to a T, and I also checked with them before I transferred everything over and started the process, because I didn't really... Squarespace is completely new. With WordPress, I know what I'm doing. So I wanted to double check, and they were like, yes, everything's fine, you just need to do this. And I asked them specific questions about what will happen at this stage, where will this be. Anyhow, the long and short of it is that now, and we were just talking about this actually, I'm in a position where I could just go back to WordPress, but that would be fiddly and a little bit painful, but... I like the way my site looks now, and I also think I want to stay with Squarespace despite the problems, because there's kind of other benefits.
Mm.
I've already forgotten what they are.
The podcast piece.
So my podcast is now hosted in the same place as my blog, which means that it's just one less step for me. And my podcast is something I do not get paid to create yet. I don't have any advertising. I create the whole thing for free. And it takes a lot of effort and time. And so I don't want to be, I pay actually to create it because I used to pay for hosting for it. Same as my blog, but, you know, I suppose I do monetize that a little bit. But I don't really want to be spending any more money or spending any more of my time on my podcast, especially when I'm going back to work. And the other thing is that I want to be able to leverage some of my knowledge now with Squarespace, with the new skill of kind of blogging on WordPress and blogging on Squarespace, migrating things over and all of that, because a lot of my coaching clients, a lot of my coaching clients use Squarespace.
What's your plan? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
What's your gut feeling? Because your gut is very... It's one of my favourite guts.
I think my gut says stay with Squarespace and start again. Because the other thing, right, so yeah, this is one of the main things that we were kind of talking about and what happened quite quickly for me, because when I started looking at my, all the SEO kind of crap and losing all that amazing SEO juice that I'd spent years building up and also my traffic literally dropped by a quarter, which you expect when you move sites, but that's never happened to me before when I've moved hosts or anything like that. And it stayed, my traffic is now terrible, absolutely terrible. It's kind of picking up again, but I don't know, I thought, I don't care, it doesn't matter. I don't make a full-time living with my blog. Mm. So those numbers are literally an ego piece, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's just my ego. So yeah, it looked really terrible when I saw, oh my god, there's literally 100 people looking, like I've just had 100 views yesterday.
Yeah, versus like whatever you had before.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, if you like how your site looks and it allows you to do what you want to do in the future.
Exactly. Then,
yeah, it's a short-term pain.
Yeah.
Long-term.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's been a really important lesson in a way for me, because I've got 400 posts. I get the majority of my traffic to about 20 of those posts. And I'm probably proud of about 100 of those posts. There's two, 300 posts in there that I could delete. And it really is meaningless.
Yeah, it won't affect the bigger picture.
I'm not going to delete them because I'll just leave them kind of unsearchable, essentially. But
yeah, it doesn't matter. You can focus your time on what counts.
Totally.
Because if no one's going to it anyway, then does it matter the link?
Doesn't matter. Nobody's looking at the moment, so yeah. I can kind of start afresh. And the other thing, you know, I don't necessarily want to be writing about what I was writing about. I've been going through a bit of transition over the past 6-7 months, writing about different things, and this has basically given me a bit of freedom to not worry about what's gone before. I don't have to be cling on to travel because that's what I'm known for.
Yeah, and you know, we now have a baby.
Yeah.
And our life is different. Why would anyone expect you?
Indeed. Anyhow, I think that's it. What I would say is that if you're a WordPress blogger, a self-hosted WordPress blogger, and you're thinking about moving over to Squarespace, think very carefully and maybe contact me.
I guess the same is true the other way around as well. If you're on Squarespace, think about moving the other way. Because
I don't know how. I wouldn't want to say that because I don't have that experience. And I think.
Maybe let's try it.
I don't want to try it. I think it would be a lot easier the other way around with my experience of Squarespace. WordPress. Oh, God. I'd ended it on a really good point and you just jumped in.
Sorry, everyone.
This is why your husband shouldn't be on your podcast. I'm sorry, I dragged you into this. Anyway. You'll hear from Ollie again in a couple of days' time because he is back. Oh, and I'm ringing. Bye-bye.